Welcome to Spiritually Raw. We expose and explore controversial truths, myths, and theories surrounding the spirit world. Guests includes investigators, debunkers, and skeptics of the supernatural, unexplained, and flat-out unimaginable. Content discussed on this show is not necessarily the opinion of the cast of Spiritually Raw, and topics quite often are for mature audiences only. This show is not intended to replace any medical, financial, or legal advice, and is for entertainment purposes only. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the ride. Hey, everybody, what's going on? I know you have a show to watch, so let me get real quick into this with you. Okay, so Ascended Masters, you're watching right now, browse, select, ascend. It's very easy to use. All you have to do is scroll down here. You're going to see the different categories, sessions, courses, products, entertainment, books, conscious business growth. All you do is you simply click on the category that's resonating with you or that you're in need of, and you're going to see a video directory of some of the greatest minds out there. And within 5 to 7 minutes, you'll find out who that person is, what their style is, and if they're going to help you on your journey called life. It's a very easy formula to follow right here. And also too, if you're one of those who does have a product or service that you think that will be a benefit to others and you'd like to be on Ascended Masters, our email is in the description below. It's askspirituallyraw@gmail.com. We'll set up a time to chat and see how you can make a difference in the world for people. So hope you're enjoying the site, everybody. Thanks for sharing this and much love to you. And most importantly, enjoy the show. We'll see you next time. So, hey, everybody, welcome back to Spiritually Raw. I know you actually, for those of you watching this morning on your new show, that was pretty cool, right?
That was fun.
Yeah, what do you think? Did you like it?
How could you not like celebrating the goddess?
Celebrating the goddess. I appropriately was not invited.
Exactly.
It's all good. If you haven't checked that out, it's going to be in there. It's going to be in the channel below. And do make sure if you're watching this for the first time, if you could subscribe, turn on the notification bell. And so we can always stay connected with you when we get great guests like we do right now. Mr. Sean Morgan, how are you, my brother?
Doing well, thank you.
And this was like an impromptu live.
Yeah. So, yeah, no, it's cool. We're going to get in our groove in this one. So, Sean, listen, turn of the year, January 2022. This is literally the second week now. What do we have coming up for us coming up in this first quarter that you're seeing? And I know you've been interviewing some amazing guests on your channel, and we're going to have the links in the description below, everybody. But what's going on now? What's new and exciting?
Do you want to focus on financial world or political world?
Let's do a little potpourri here. Let's get a little up to date, because I know everybody watching you right now want to know what's there. We'll spend a few minutes on that and we'll jump into financial.
Okay. Yeah, you know, it's weird. It's a really crazy times. You got Trump shilling the vaccine. It's getting a lot of the supporters upset. And, you know, it should get people upset because we know this vaccine is part of an evil agenda. And so my show, Sean Morgan Report and Making Sense of the Madness, we're going deep on this. We're interviewing Patel Patriot and his research about devolution and what Trump's strategy really is about the vaccine and warp speed and all this stuff. We're going to be diving even deeper on this. We're doing a special panel show, I believe January 19th, with Scott McKay and Michael Jaco and Juan O'Savin and Patel Patriots and a whole bunch of people. We're going to be talking about this subject because really, this whole medical tyranny thing is at the core of this evil agenda against humanity. So we really have to figure it out, really have to expose it, and really have to figure out what's going on. And it is the fog of war. There's an information war going on right now and from the very beginning as well. So that is, you know, very much in focus and is something I'm paying attention to every day. But yeah, there's just so much going on politically, but we're gearing up for midterms. We're gearing up for Trump or somebody else announcing that they're running for president again.
That's crazy.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, time flies, you know, for the election stolen and the withdrawal from Afghanistan is botched and the economy tanks and gasoline skyrockets and, Ghislaine Maxwell gets decades in prison, and just lots of things happen in a short amount of time. And things are actually, in my view, you know, I'm more of a Q researcher kind of guy. In my view, things are going actually well, despite the fact that there is medical tyranny, despite the fact that our economy is in the dumps. A lot of people are waking up all the time, more and more every day. If you look at the poll numbers, people know the election was stolen. Even Democrats, every poll that they do, more and more Democrats are acknowledging the election was stolen. More people are acknowledging the evil medical tyranny. Project Veritas just dropped exposed Fauci documents that Fauci really was at the core of even designing COVID-19. And so, yeah, I mean, despite the darkness, despite the fact that there are all these attempts to take away our freedom, it's just the process. You guys know you're in a spiritual, you do spiritual programs. You know that trauma inspires and encourages growth. It's when we go through the difficult times that we grow the most. And I see that happening at a national and international level.
Wow.
I think trauma, I think you nailed on one thing. Trauma inspires growth sometimes.
And only if you're able to be conscious with it, right? If you experience trauma and you play the victim and you stay in the victim mentality, it makes it worse and worse and worse and worse. But if you can take some space, if you can get guidance, if you can get support, if you can reflect, if you have resources, then you can grow.
Exactly.
All right. Okay, cool. So, all right, everybody, you got your political fix in. Let's, I know they love to hear it when they see you, Sean. So thanks for that, brother. You can make all of his information will be in the description below. And I want to get to the main thing why we ask Sean to come on here weekly for us, which is talk about our state of affairs, talk about people's money.
Yes.
Talk about our abilities to be able to prosper. That's really what people want to know, right? All this stuff's going to be ever going. You know what I mean? Well, it's always going to be an ongoing thing.
Exactly. Sean, here's the bottom line, really, ultimately. Does it really freaking matter who's in the, or should I should say, who is the president or real, fake, whatever you want to call it, of the United States? Is that really going to make that much of an impact on us personally, economically? I'm not saying globally, I'm saying economically, because there have been many presidents in the past that are, I don't know if I want to say far worse than where we're at right now, but they're pretty damn close in line. And that hasn't altered. I mean, people have flourished economically, and there's more billionaires and millionaires living today than ever before. So how does it really impact us?
Yeah, that's a really good point, April. You know, I live in Brazil, and this is a country with a lot of corruption, horrible economic policy. You couldn't pick a worse place to do business. And yet there are people here who are super successful. So we need to get out of the mindset that we are victims of a system. No, we are sovereign. We can create prosperity for ourselves and our families despite all of the circumstances. And this whole alternative financial system that's being birthed is just amazing. You know, the fact that
now that's exciting. You
know, yeah, the fact that even though PayPal, this major corporation, deplatformed me this week, I can still get paid by crypto by anyone around the world at the speed of light. They can send me a payment. I don't need the permission of the government. The government can't confiscate my crypto. It's impossible. But yeah, to give you guys an overall, you know, market update, what's going on in the world right now? The stock market's all over the place. People don't know what to think of the Federal Reserve and the actions that they're taking. They're talking about hiking interest rates. So usually the policy for a while has been just print, 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 print. And now they're saying, well, now we're going to slow things down. Now inflation's out of control. And so they're finally acting conservative. But the problem is with the debt-based system that we have, if you slow things down too much, if you raise interest rates too much, then you can't even pay back the interest payments of your own debt, like the United States government, which is heavily indebted. So we're kind of stuck in this place. It looks like 2022 is going to be a year of a market crash. It really looks like that to me, that we're looking at a stock market crash, and the crypto markets could follow as well in the short term. But ultimately, people are going to be looking for an alternative to the dollar. They're going to say, where can I put my money? If I can't put it in the stock market, if my money is going to go down in the stock market, if I keep my money in a savings account, Maybe my money's going to lose value because of inflation, or maybe there'll be a run on the banks and I won't even be able to get my money out of the bank accounts. People are looking for alternatives. You guys know I love silver and gold and everything, but I've really been focusing on crypto, just alternatives, you know, Bitcoin, Ethereum, other major cryptocurrencies. They were going down quite a bit in the last week, had about a 20% drop in the alternative cryptos, had a 7% drop in Bitcoin. But just in the last 24 hours, Ethereum is up 7%. So it's like a roller coaster right now. It's a lot of volatility.
Thank you, Sean. We bought Ethereum 2 days ago.
There you go. That was pretty good timing. I mean, I'm sending out a newsletter every day to the people who subscribe, and I'm giving them market updates. I'm letting them know, hey, what happened in the crypto world in the last 24 hours? What's up with Bitcoin? What's up with the altcoins? What's my recommendation? Is it time to buy? Is it time to sell? And what are some hot projects? What are some interesting types of technologies and things that we should be looking at? So that's one program that I'm doing right now through you guys, through Ascended Masters.
That's awesome. You know, and the other thing too is with real estate is
people
are still on the fence of that. Do you have any type of pulse on what you think might go down with real estate this 2022?
Well, isn't an indication, Sean, when the interest rates go up, the housing market's going to come down?
Yes, because people can't qualify for low-cost mortgages like they used to. That's a good point, April. Well, you know, it all depends on where. I mean, you know, we're in an everything bubble right now. Almost everything is at all-time highs. You look at the stock market and housing and all these things. Even used cars went up by 30% in the last year. They actually beat the stock market. Used cars beat the stock market in the last 1 year. So things are in a bubble. When things are really high, it's a scary time to invest. You know, that's why I like silver and gold, because they're not in a bubble. They're not at all-time highs. Yeah, I mean, I like real estate in general as an asset class, because you can grow your own food, you can have rental income, you can live there, you can have a business. There are different things you can do with real estate. And there are demographic trends that we can't ignore. I mean, look at the exodus from New York to Florida, for example, or from California to Texas. People who bought real estate in those two states where there's freedom, they did very well. In the last, you know, since the tyranny really ratcheted up, you had Elon Musk and his companies move from California to Texas. You had all kinds of companies move to Florida. And of course, a lot of people moved to Florida. So I think those were pretty good investments, Texas and Florida real estate.
What do you think on a scale of one?
Real estate still.
Yeah, it's still pretty hot. Well, yeah, I mean, what do you think on a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being the highest, 1 being the lowest? The level of importance that people need to be aware of crypto within the next coming 1 to 3 years, maybe up to 5 years max, but their ability to be able to understand how to use it, operate it, and function with it as part of their life. What do you think on that scale?
10 out of 10, without a doubt. I mean, we're at a level right now in our human consciousness where everyone around the globe is waking up to the scam of the government and the banks. Mm-hmm. And when people truly, and it's not just regular people waking up to it, it's millionaires and billionaires waking up to it, and they're all going to seek shelter in some kind of alternative. Right now, at this moment, and this is not going to be the way it is forever, but at this moment, Bitcoin is the only alternative, the only efficient thing. It used to be, you know, when the United States government isn't doing well, then you could put your money in Swiss francs because the Swiss government is so trustworthy and they have great policies. It's not like that anymore. You can't put your money in Japan or Switzerland or any other country. They're all doing the exact same thing. It's all a scam. And so, yes, there's going to be a moment. I don't know if it's going to be this month, next year, the year after that, but there's going to be a moment, a critical moment of awakening, where everyone's going to be like, I need to get out of this dying system and put my money somewhere where it's safe. And Bitcoin's going to be the place right now, but maybe in the future, there'll be something even more innovative that people are going to choose to go there instead.
That's true. Sean, you know, everybody before whenever you would talk about a Swiss bank account, right? You obviously made it if you have your money in a Swiss bank account or an offshore account. But you're saying now even those are not legitimate and they're also crashing.
It's ran by the same institutions.
I'm distinguishing between, I'm not talking about Swiss bank accounts. I'm talking about the currencies. So the currency from Switzerland used to be considered a safe haven. Current currencies used to have more fundamental value. It used to be the American dollar was tied to silver and gold, and that stopped in the 1970s with Richard Nixon. So people for a time decided, oh, I'll put my savings and my accounts in different currencies to spread the risk. But now there's nowhere safe to put your money. There's just no country in the world that has good monetary policy. So you have to figure out where is safe. Hard assets, silver, gold, real estate, businesses, generating your own energy, literally getting solar panels for your house and generating your own energy. That would be one thing to do. You could even mine cryptocurrency with your energy at your house. But crypto is it's a go-to thing. Why? Because it's so efficient. To carry around silver and gold, it's heavy, it's a liability, it's dangerous, you can get robbed, they can steal it. It's not easy to send people silver and gold. It's just clunky. Bitcoin is like speed of light. It's so easy to hold, so easy to send, so easy to spend. And like sending $1 million of Bitcoin is just as easy as sending $1 of Bitcoin.
I gotcha. Yeah, you know, it's so fascinating, man, today. What it like if you just process like the time we live in, it's just such a mind, you know what, right? So, and I know you did, and thanks for this, brother. You actually put together for pretty much, we're all going to need to learn it, right? We all need to take those steps. So you actually put together a course, which is going to be in the links below, everybody. So check it out. But can you tell us about that course, what people are going to get when they check that out? It's good, the how-tos, sure, if you would.
Yeah, so I worked for two different cryptocurrency companies. I started one of the first multilingual crypto education apps, and I took all of my knowledge, all of my creations, like my ebook, my audiobook, my animations and cartoons, and my face-to-camera videos, and I explain the six steps of crypto. You know, how to understand what problems crypto solves, and then how to buy it, how to store it, how to secure it, how to send it, how to spend it, how to sell it. All of these basic steps, I teach it in the course. It's lifetime access to the videos. And that's how it works. There's links in the description below. And we're offering for a limited time a coupon code, 20% off. It's Bitcoin20.
Yeah. We also Jay just posted it in the chat,
everybody.
Well.
And again, so for those of you just watching real time, but do check that out, everybody. It's so important. We did ask Sean on a scale of 1 to 10. Sounds like it's at like a 30. That's, you know, we probably need to get there. I personally believe that too, man. There's just a lot there's just a lot of evidence. You even mentioned, I think on previous shows, like there was a Latin American company that is, or country that is, that is now
El Salvador. I get confused too. I type in El Salvador on YouTube and then they show me videos about Ecuador. The president of El Salvador is a young guy and he's going against the world system. He's going against the World Economic Forum, the World Bank, the International Monetary Fund, and he is accepting Bitcoin as a legal tender. It's an official currency of the country of El Salvador. He's starting his own city. It's literally called Bitcoin City. It's a real place in El Salvador now. And they created a Bitcoin bond. They're raising billions of dollars through Bitcoin. And they're mining Bitcoin from the geothermal energy of a volcano. They're going to be building a tax-free city where people all over the world can move their companies and live there and not pay any taxes. And of course, Bitcoin is going to be a major part of the whole way that they do things in that city. So these are the types of things that I keep people up to date on in my daily newsletter.
Okay.
Sean, the Bitcoin City in Ecuador, is that actually going on right now or is it in the building phase of it and it's going to be in our future or is it really happening? Is it already built?
Good question. So it's actually El Salvador, not Ecuador. I get messed up on that every single time too. But it hasn't been started yet. In the last week, in the Congress in El Salvador, they passed a bunch of laws to make it possible to do these Bitcoin bonds. They've already got a commitment from 30% of the investors to raise the first $1 billion. So they've raised 30% of $1 billion already.
Wow.
Before they even officially launched it, they had some pre-commitments Wow. from investors. So they're going to have $1 billion. What they're going to do first is create that geothermal energy place, but then they have the whole city planned out. They have a map. They've consulted with engineers. They know where it's going to be, and they're going to raise this money first. And so this is going to be a multi-year project, mm-hmm. but I'm going to keep everyone up to date. I started a website called bitcoincity.blog, and people can also check that out.
That's really cool. So Sean, Trump was not a fan of cryptocurrency. But then recently, I think it was one day last week, I saw an article that Melania came out and was raving about it. So what really is the story there?
Right. And Melania famously was wearing the blockchain dress as well. Right. You know, Trump and Hillary Clinton have both said anti-Bitcoin comments. And so that's the fog of war, right? It can't possibly be the white hats and the black hats are both anti-Bitcoin. That's impossible. But what Trump specifically said was, he said, "I believe that the U.S. dollar should be the world reserve currency and nothing should threaten that." So yeah. to me, that says that Trump wants to save the U.S. dollar, right? Right now, it's a deep state currency. It's controlled by the banksters. And I believe that Trump wants to save the US dollar and make it actually backed by something valuable like silver or gold or something like that. So Melania Trump launched her own NFT, which stands for non-fungible token. She partnered with a very talented artist to do some beautiful portraits of her and some beautiful fashion kind of style art. And so these are one of a kind pieces of digital art that you can buy and you can own. And then who knows what kind of bonuses Melania is going to give to people who invest in this art. Maybe people who buy these art projects are going to be able to get a free dinner with Melania or be able to go to Mar-a-Lago for free one time. So this is what's different about buying an NFT from buying an oil painting at a museum. These kind of secret bonuses can be given to token holders.
Is the NFT like having like a timeshare? So when you talk about art, is that like having like a timeshare?
No, you don't have to own a fraction of a piece of art. You can own the whole piece of art. For example, they can make a digital piece of art, like a drawing, and they can say, okay, this is one of a kind. Only one person can own this. And then when you buy it, it's recorded on the blockchain. Sean Morgan purchased this on January 11th, 2022 at this time for this price. And no one can ever dispute that because it's permanent. It's when something's on the blockchain recorded, no one can ever erase it. And so that's true ownership. We've never really experienced true ownership before in the history of humanity. But you can own a limited print. So it could be like a digital art with 100 copies and you own one of the 100, so it's still scarce, or you can own it, or you could even own a fraction like a timeshare like you were describing.
Wow. Okay, that's fascinating.
On our Telegram channel, even though I keep deleting it off, people keep posting this Bitcoin, this Trump coin.
Yeah, total scam.
Well, thank you for clarifying
John. Don't fall for it. It makes me so sad when some people email me and say, we invested in it. We really thought Donald Trump had something to do with it. It has nothing to do with Donald Trump. Just people grifting off of his name. And so avoid it like the plague.
Is there more than one floating around, Sean? Or is it just
Yeah, there's probably tons of them, unfortunately.
So your best bet, everybody, is to make sure you tune in here every week to find out what's going on and ask these questions seriously, because Sean's really well researched. Mm-hmm. And, we've been working with Sean on reporting over a couple of years now. It's been great. And so, you know, he's got a consistent approach, conservative approach towards what he's got going on. So if you got any of these questions, you know, this is a great place for everybody to bring those questions up. So make sure you are subscribed to the channel and have turned on that notification bell, which you now go ahead.
You know, Sean, everybody says, well, you know, it's unhackable, crypto, mm-hmm. so forth and so on. But ultimately, everybody's wallet and transactions are on a ledger. So how does that make it not hackable?
Well, let's talk about Bitcoin first, the biggest, most secure blockchain. It's never been hacked. Okay, it's been around for a decade. And Bitcoin, the blockchain itself, has never been hacked. If someone would try to hack the Bitcoin blockchain, they would have to hack every computer in the Bitcoin network, which would be thousands of them. And it would just be, it's impossible. But like you said, April, it's easy to hack an individual person's wallet. For example, you could have someone point a gun at someone and say, give me your private keys, right? I mean, that's one way to hack it. You could email them and do some trick and say, hey, this is what a lot of scammers do on Twitter. They pretend to be Elon Musk and they say, just send me $50 in Bitcoin, and then I'll send you $50,000 in Bitcoin because I'm Elon Musk and I'm doing a big crypto
people
giveaway.
Still falling for that kind of stuff.
Oh my gosh! Yeah, I mean, unfortunately, people who are really unfamiliar with the technology get confused and they fall for these things. That's why it's so important to have a guide, right? I do my daily newsletters. I'm keeping people up to date. The crypto course talks about how to secure yourself so you don't fall for these scams. You got to make sure you're at the correct website. They have these fake websites that look exactly like the real ones. You think you're at Binance.us. You're actually at Binance spelled with an S instead of a C, you know, and it looks the same. And then they take all of your passwords and they can steal your stuff.
That's crazy.
Yeah, you got to be really careful.
Yeah, you do got to be careful. Yeah, go ahead, Sean.
What's crazy about this whole new system is that it is a lot more. It takes a lot more independence and sovereignty. You know, it's a lot more responsibility to be your own bank. If you lose your money, it's your fault, and you have no customer service to call and complain about it. So that's the downside. You know, for people who are used to having a mega corporation that they can go to and get help. But there's an upside. Like I said, I was deplatformed from PayPal last week. There's nothing I can do about that, you know, unfortunately. But I can still work and I can still get paid in crypto. There's nothing that the government can do to stop me from doing that.
Absolutely. Sean, this seems to come up a lot. So maybe you can help with us.
Specific to Bitcoin, this does come up with a lot with Bitcoin as far as that. It is actually.
I would love to talk about this because this is a... So let's talk about this. This is so important that people don't get the wrong idea about this. Bitcoin is the most popular cryptocurrency on the internet. And it's the most stable. It's the most valuable. It's the one everyone wants. Okay. And so, of course, just like you've got a lot of criminals using the US dollar, they're stealing the US dollar, they're trafficking children with the US dollar in cash. You know, that's like people saying, oh, you know, we can't use dollars. People use dollars for human trafficking. Well, you know, Bitcoin is actually one of the safest and best ways of avoiding human trafficking because even though it's technically private, it's still traceable. So the FBI, the CIA, the people who investigate human traffickers can easily trace payments of Bitcoin and find out who's sending them and where they're sending them to and all these things. So if you're doing something bad, the people who are supposed to stop them can trace them and can stop them. So it's not truly 100% private as some people think Bitcoin is. So the amount that Bitcoin is used for crime is the same percentage that the US dollar is used for crime. People think
what's all this buzz about XRP, XLM? What's all that buzz? I mean, there seems to be like that's the next wave, or is it, or even positioned as somewhat of the
next Bitcoin?
Well, the next Bitcoin, but also like almost like the one that's going to take Bitcoin away from being the dominant one and really set the stage for other coins to really perform like that. Is there anything to that?
Yeah, I think some of it is hype and some of it is, or most of it is speculation. But We are at a place now where the global financial system is dying, and we have a reserve currency, the U.S. dollar. I mean, all of the banks in the world mostly hold U.S. dollars. And when they lose trust in that, they got to turn to something else. Yes, right now, Bitcoin's the most trusted. But these other projects, the two others that you mentioned, have a lot of advantages that the Bitcoin doesn't have. Lower fees, faster transaction speed. And so that's why people are wondering, hey, is it possible we could have a new global currency? I mean, even the deep state wants to have a global currency, you know? So yeah, those are two projects that have very, very advanced technology and could be capable of being a new global currency.
Wow, fascinating.
That's very interesting. So wait a minute, I just wanna make sure I got what you said. So if XRP or XLM do have the ability to be another global currency, what would that do to the grand poopah, Bitcoin?
Well, there are different perspectives on this. Some people think it's a winner take all, like whoever gets the top spot, all the rest die. I view it more as, you know, that there can be more than one winner. Like right now we have Bitcoin doing very well and Ethereum's also doing quite well. They're two different cryptos with two different purposes. And so I think they can continue on like that. For example, in Africa, many countries are starting to adopt Cardano, which is one of the biggest cryptocurrencies in the world. And so it can be totally possible that European countries choose to use Ripple, Latin American countries choose XLM, and African countries choose Cardano. And then all of a sudden we've got three global currencies and they're all super valuable. So I don't think it's necessarily like just
what is it about a crypto that makes a country or a person use it? So for example, why would someone say, okay, like the Ecuador? Is it El Salvador?
El Salvador.
Damn it. Sorry, buddy. But the El Salvador president, why would he say Bitcoin City and not Ethereum City? Why would he do that? You know what I mean? What is the distinguishing features? Because if it's coin is a coin and it's digital is digital, it's traded and it's traded, it just has different values on it. What distinguishes the meaning, if you would?
This is a great question. These cryptos have completely different applications. You know, Bitcoin is more of a store of value. Think of it as digital gold. When you want to have stuff in a savings account for a long time and keep its value, people traditionally for thousands of years use gold. And now the digital version of gold is Bitcoin. But Ethereum is more like a software environment where you can create decentralized applications. And so you can compare it more to like JavaScript. it's just a new way of doing software that's decentralized. And it happens to be that you can create monetary software programs. So you can tokenize digital, any asset. The possibilities are limitless, so it's hard to even talk about it. But there are so many different things you can do with Ethereum and Cardano and these different software protocols that you can't do with Bitcoin, which is merely a payments protocol.
Where does XRP fit in with that?
XRP is focused on payments. So a lot of people who are in the banking industry saw all of the inefficiencies and they wanted to solve them and make it easier. And so they created a payments protocol. So a lot of countries around the world are considering and already using XRP technology to create central bank cryptocurrencies. So it is payments only. So it's more similar to Bitcoin, except for it's a lot more efficient. So faster transactions, lower transaction fees, that kind of thing.
So is it like a Visa or does it act like a Visa or MasterCard?
Yes, that's a good comparison because when you swipe your card, it happens in a few seconds. You don't have to wait minutes or hours. And so that's what crypto's looking to do is replace all of those other ways that we did payments in the past. Replace Western Union, replace Visa and MasterCard and PayPal and all these things so that you can send payments instantly, easily, low transaction, really fast, and you can trust it. And as someone said in the chat below, it's impossible for it to bounce. It's not like a check where you have to trust someone. You can't reverse a transaction once it goes through.
When someone, okay, so here's another question that comes up. And so let's say someone buys coins and, you know, there's always those stories that everybody's hearing about this just overnight success, which we know is not indicative of past performances, disclaimer, right? Proceed at your own risk kind of thing. But let's say someone does just get an extreme amount of money that comes into their crypto wallet. And then they're say, okay, I'm not comfortable with the banking system. When they transfer that to their banking system, because they don't want to leave it in their wallet. But when they transfer to transferred $1 million to their banking system, is that going to trigger massive red flags to the banking system? Like that? How does one actually take that money, or are they actually going to now need to say, I just got to spend it as if it's in a Bitcoin bank and find out where I can find Bitcoin or do it that way? How are they going to transact this without manage it without the fear of saying, I just dumped in $10 million into a bank, all of a sudden all eyes on me, right? How do they do that?
First of all, make sure you have an accountant, right? And tell them about your crypto accounts and give them records, you know, of all the, they make it easy now at all the big exchanges where you just export your financial records. You can just hand that over to your accountant, and then you claim, you know, profits and losses and capital gains, and you pay taxes on them. That way you're doing everything legally. No one can ever bother you about it. But the bad news is that Joe Biden just figured out a way. I don't know how he did it, because he bypassed Congress, that anything more than $600 on your Venmo, your PayPal, anything, they're going to start reporting it to the IRS. And so we all need to be aware that Uncle Sam is going to be looking over our shoulder until we fix this, you know, crazy administration and fix our system. We have to be aware that, the IRS could always claim that you did something illegal. So that's why you have to all your I's, cross all your T's, make sure you're doing everything by the book. So if they do make an accusation, that you can fight it and prove that you're innocent.
Hey, everybody, I just want to remind you, just for in the case that this video, because of the content of it, gets taken down, just make sure you'll check it on Telegram. So just keep make sure you subscribe to our Telegram also. So I just want to let you know that. You know how this works.
Sean, I don't think it's an if. I would say probably when. When do you foresee where we'll be able to go out to a restaurant and literally use a card that is loaded with the crypto, and we'd be handing them and they would be taking the crypto?
It depends on where you live. We're already there, you know, and in the major cities in the world, you know, some are more crypto friendly than others. But, you know, you guys aren't too far from Miami. I mean, this is a super crypto friendly city. They have their own cryptocurrency called Miami Coin. You can already do this in Miami. So we're already there. You can do this anywhere in El Salvador, right? I mean, they made it a law. You have to accept Bitcoin. All of the businesses are required.
And I've been talking to a couple of people that are literally talking to people, and they're literally looking at ways to set up these crypto kind of Bitcoin blockchain kind of cities, right? They're looking. Do you see that as a trend where more and more, not just governments, but private developers, will be looking to set up these kind of communities? Do you see something like that?
There's already a guy, he made hundreds of millions of dollars in profits trading Ethereum. He bought a huge property bordering the Tesla factory in Nevada. He's creating an Ethereum-based city. He is by himself. You can go to blockchains.com to learn more about his project. But it's already happening. People are starting crypto cities. This is really exciting.
This is so exciting.
You know, Sean, that this is part of the new world that we're creating, that everybody's talking about. Like, you know, everybody has this idea of like this utopia, right? Which I don't think it's going to be a utopia, but a shift in how we are communicating and communing together and creating new living environments, both energetically and in terms of the food supply and also payments. So these new type of cryptocurrency cities could literally be what has been prophesized for so long about a new earth, a new world, a new this, a new that.
I don't know if it's literal or not, but all I can say is that it gets me so excited to see Bitcoin City be a tax-free place because, you know, I just paid a couple hundred dollars taxes on a lot of land that I bought in Brazil. And then I see certain people running for office in Texas saying, we need to just get rid of property taxes. Like, why are we paying rent to the government right. for having our own land? I mean, they didn't do this hundreds of years ago when they founded America. So, you know, they're stealing our money. This is the old system. It's those parasites at the very top stealing our energy. And the new system, it's decentralized, it's transparent, it gives power to the people. And I can hardly even dream of what that's going to look like at the size of a city or a country if those principles are able to flourish. So I am seriously considering buying property in El Salvador and setting up at least like a second home there so that I can at least give my son an option in the future generations to be in a place where the government won't try to steal his property.
Hey, here's a question. Can you explain this mining? It's the same day. I just said a question. What are the mining? What does it mean mining for Bitcoin and cryptos? What does that actually mean when someone says they're mining? Now, I understand mining, yes. like you think of it from a traditional mine, but what does this mean in the technical way?
Some cryptocurrencies use proof of work as the way that they create more of the cryptocurrency. Proof of work has to do with computers solving complex math problems, and it takes specialized hardware. You have to have a special computer that can do these processes, and they're expensive. And then you have to use a lot of energy. That's the main input cost. And so you've got these Bitcoin miners in these different countries where they have access to cheap energy. And so they're creating more Bitcoin by solving these math problems. It's like a race. Whoever solves the math problem first gets the Bitcoin. And so that's how the founder of Bitcoin created the system, you know, and other cryptocurrencies use the same concept. Some of them use proof of work. Some of them don't use that. Some of them use a different system of creating. Some of them involve people mining and being involved, and some of them don't. But yeah, this is covered in the beginner's course. So when you get the audiobook, when you get the ebook, and you're going to learn all the terms and all the processes related to mining.
And I put the link in the description below.
I want to address this though, Sean, Maya, because you mentioned something earlier. Energetically speaking, those are empty and corrupt, but gold and silver are more where it needs to be. Here's what I want to say, Maya, and I know, Sean, you're a huge advocate of diversification. So we're not saying, listen, this is the end all be all. If energetically it doesn't feel right to you, whether it's gold, silver, crypto, cash, currency, whatever, that's fine. That's okay. What we are saying is we are seeing a huge trend, and that right now cryptocurrency is hotter than ever. It is as hot as it was when it in 2016, when it had a massive bull run. So what we are saying is just take this knowledge, take this information. If it resonates with you, great. If not, throw it in the trash.
And I'd like to comment on Maya's comment, because I can relate to that. When especially the older generation, when they see something digital, they think it's empty. They think it doesn't have value. And I can understand that. I mean, silver and gold, I love them. They're so unique. They're elements of the universe. They're highly reflective. They're highly conductive of electricity. They can do things that other things can't do. They're unique. They're scarce. But they're really heavy. You know how hard it is to buy something from another foreign country and pay them in gold? You have to ship it. You have to have armed guards. I mean, it is so inefficient. Now we're getting to the point where we can combine the efficiency of cryptocurrency with the scarcity of silver and gold. You can combine them and have a precious metal backed cryptocurrency. It's not one or the other here.
You think we'll
have both?
You know, it's interesting because people talk about, and I'm watching in the chat too, there's obvious, and people, look, this is, these are real, these are real legitimate things where people have fear. They think that crypto is a scam. All I can say is this. Okay. So I, and again, that's Maya again. Maya, thanks for bringing this all up. This helps other people too.
Yeah.
So, is that all I can say is this, is that there was just a ton of prophecies and predictions about what 2021 would look like, for cryptocurrencies, the financial market. And there was just, all over the place.
Dead wrong.
How did that really work out?
Exactly.
It didn't. So what I'm saying to you is that whatever everybody predicted in 2021 regarding cryptocurrencies and those who listen to it, and I talk to a lot of people, we do, there's a lot of people kicking themselves that they listen to a lot of those, hey, this is the thing. I'm not saying it is or isn't. I'm saying, you know, use your own discernment on it. But, you know, just listen. I mean, I think, Sean, you say it best. I would have hated to be the last guy in the world to try to figure out email. you know what I mean?
This is actually true, Jay, you know, People get kind of self-righteous and old-fashioned about technology, and they think this is just a fad. Well, Bitcoin started 10 years ago. You know, this is not a fad. If this was a fad, it would have been over a long time ago, right?
Exactly. And I want to tag on because, Maya, you're bringing up very, very valid points. She says, I'm feeling that Bitcoin is a scam and that it will really show itself soon. So be safe, loves. Now let's talk about that for a second, because this Bitcoin has going to be a scam has been going on for many, many years.
Yeah. And for 10 years, people have been saying the same.
Right. I know, Sean, you're going to talk about currency as truly that is a scam, which I know you'll talk about that.
But you don't see people saying, guys, stay away from the U.S. dollars. They've got the Eye of Providence written right on it. And just stay away from those green dollars. No, they use them every single day.
Stay away from the green dollars.
You know, there's something.
Hang on one second. And again, in 2016, when we first got into cryptocurrency, Bitcoin, I mean, it was like maybe a few $100, right? And then everybody said, oh my gosh, it's not going to go past $300. It's never going to get past $500. And then when it gets past $500, it's going to crash back down to zero. That never happened. And then when it broke 500 and it went to 1,000, the next break point was 5,000. It'll never, ever see $5,000. And if it ever does, I promise, this is what people said, it will crash to zero. It broke 5,000. And along with that went Ethereum and Litecoin and all the other, let's just say, top 10 coins. Then it broke 10,000. Then it broke 20,000. Then when the high point, I think it was like in 2018 before where it is now, was like 20 something thousand. That was the end, according to many prophecies, the end that we would ever see of Bitcoin, and it is going to crash and burn and you're going to lose all your money. That never happened. Fast forward to today. Sean, what was the high? Like 55,000 not that long ago?
It hit 60,000, didn't it?
It went to 68,000 in November 10th. Yeah.
It went to 68,000.
A few years ago, it was a few hundred dollars.
Well, you know where a lot of this comes from, and I want to really address this because we watch a lot of stuff out there. And you got to be really careful about this because a lot of people are here about this new QFS system that's coming out. That it either comes out, I think, on a Friday or Monday. I'm not sure if it's this Friday or next Monday, but whatever, right? So that's generally when it comes out on a Friday or Monday. And with that, a lot of messages are about the fact of like, well, you know, it's going to get rid of this and it's going to get rid of that. Again, all I'll say to you is, and this is not rhetorical, but how is that working out? How has that theory been working out? That Friday, Monday solution of that everything, you know, everything's going to be very different. Isn't this a form of somewhat of a QFS system, Sean? Like, what I mean, maybe not the way that's being described portrayed, but isn't this part of that new quantum system per se? Or am I off on that? Or,
you know, this whole quantum financial system thing. I like the idea of it. I think it's just a wonderful concept. It resonates with me that the old system's dying, a new one's going to take its place, and people are going to be empowered. I'm totally on board with the whole idea of it. But as far as the details, how it's going to work, who's going to be involved, that is a big mystery to me. But if you're looking at all the problems in the old financial system, lack of transparency, corruption, centralization, lack of privacy, all those things, all those problems, those dark, dense, you know, evil things, they're solved by the crypto technology. So to me, it's been here, it is here now, and it's evolving fast and getting better and better. And so, but once again, money is a neutral tool. It's only as good as our own consciousness is. So we are the ones who actually have to step up with our consciousness and then use these neutral tools to the greatest way to benefit humanity, right?
Yeah.
We can't wait for some magic tool to show up and say, hey, look, the magic tool's here. Now we're all going to be good people. No, we got to be good people first and then use the tool to empower others.
And again, you know, just try to really just use discernment, everybody. I mean, we're in times right now. We're very much in uncharted waters. I mean, mm-hmm. nobody can dispute that. So let's just be really just, you know, aware. You know, that's all I'm saying is right here. I think our job is just to keep people aware of what it is.
You should be skeptical. You should be discerning. And I'm not thinking of these types of things as you invest today and just sell tomorrow kind of thing. That's not my style of investing. That's not investing. That is called trading. You know, I don't really teach trading. I teach investing. And I remember when I recommended to my mother to buy Ethereum in 2017, and it was worth $600 per coin. And she bought a very small amount, $100 worth, but she was willing to try something new. And I really admired her for that.
Absolutely.
It stayed at a low price for, you know, 1 or 2 years, you know. She trusted me and she held on to it. And now that investment from 2017 has done better than any other investment she's ever had in her life. Yeah. You know, 600% increase. So that's pretty impressive. If you're willing to hold, if you're willing to, you know, really have some patience here, this is going to change the world the same way that Google and Amazon and all of these companies changed the world 20, 30 years ago, 40 years ago.
You know, I can agree with what people are saying here about they don't trust any party, you know, including mm-hmm. Trump on that. Totally, totally. You don't know if they're all on the same side. I mean, nobody could, you know what, there's way too much speculation on this. So do your own discernment, everybody. Sean, my brother, thanks again for always stepping up to the plate. Listen, everybody, I want to remind you, again, if you don't see it on here, check on Telegram. You know, you'll be able to find the video on this, a replay on this if you don't see it here. But the link's in the description below so you can do check out the course that Sean created for everybody. It is truly, again, the way he teaches, a real simplistic beginner's guide on how to get yourself knowledgeable about if you're going to get in this game or not. And if you are going to get in the game, it's a great, great step to really look at. So the links will be right there in there. So I think, thanks for that.
Thank you.
Glad you enjoyed the show. We're going to be having this every week with updates. And anyway, if you got any questions, you know, we can help you out. Just get involved in the chat like what we're doing right now. Just share them out there. This is how we're going to help get questions answered and whatever you got going on, and put a lot of good energy towards this. Personally, Sean, I believe that, I know there's people that have different things, but I do believe in false light workers. I believe our time is here right now to be able to, I believe right at this moment in this present, we have the time of our lives ahead of us. I really do. Mm-hmm. I believe we have that. I don't believe we're going to go for 1 to 2 or all this.
That's stuff. The real question, Jay, is can humanity handle all the responsibility that all of the banksters have been hoarding for themselves, right? They've been in charge of the world. They've been in charge of our money system. But are we ready to take responsibility for our own money system? So it's a big responsibility, but guess what? A lot of prosperity comes with it as well.
A shit ton of prosperity, everybody. Seriously, because energetically, this is a good time for people. Sean, my brother, much love. We love you dearly, and thank you for your service and humanity. I know this takes a lot to be able to get out there. So just, you know, again, if this is on your radar, you know, whether you're there now, whether you're there a year from now, just keep tuning in, you know, mm-hmm. something will connect with you, you know.
The other thing is also, if you're apprehensive, you know, if you're a little older and you're like, oh, I don't know if I want to, that doesn't mean that you're, children don't want to learn about it, because
that's a very good point,
right? All of the youth, all of the youth globally should be taught the fundamentals of cryptocurrency, the ins
it's
and
basic
the out.
Financial literacy, and they should learn from someone who is conscious rather than some kind of get rich quick greed and fear type of teacher.
Yeah.
You know, Sean, someone said something the other day when they described you, and they said, he's like a blue chip guy. And I'm like, you know what? He is like a blue chip guy because you're very conservative, right? And you like to play things like, you know, cool, calm, and collective. And so for those of you that think...
Hey, Blue Chip Sean.
Yeah, you really are.
Blue Chip Sean. Welcome, Blue Chip Sean.
Yeah.
No, that's cool, though. But that's good for all of you people out there that are very nervous about this. We are very nervous about this. We have personally, believe me, while we're doing this right now, so we can all talk through it together. You don't get the best possible practical, did I say practical, advice that we can get, you know what I mean? And, you know, make the best decisions for us and our family. So links will be in the description below, everybody. Tune in next week. Much love to you. Thanks for hanging out as you always do. You want to close it out?
Yes. Thank you so much. This was like spur of the moment live. But these future ones next week and so forth and so on, they will be live at 1 o'clock on Tuesdays. So make sure to tune in. And thank you so much for being with us today. Thank you for your time. Thank you for your love. Thank you for all of your support. And together we are turning the universal key to global harmony and creating a unified world. Thanks so much for tuning in. And remember, tune in often, tell all of your friends, and most importantly, may all your dreams come true. Many blessings. We'd like to share a story. While it may sound fictional, it's very real and happening right now in front of our very eyes. It's called The Great Awakening. Our sisters and brothers that come on Spiritually Raw are doing everything to help expand global consciousness, and in many cases, putting everything on the line to share their messages about what's happening around the world for the greater good of humanity, while exposing the truth of the deep state and the dark forces behind it all. We are living in the most unbelievable times, some may even say biblical, scary for many and yet exhilarating for others. Together we are taking part in getting everyone acclimated to the Great Awakening process and the exciting new discoveries that lie ahead. The sad part is many of our amazing guests are being heavily censored, socially shamed, and outright banned on many platforms for exposing the truth and piercing the veil. By becoming a viewer, you bring your powerful energy towards this global movement of other truth seekers. If you're resonating with our show, please let us know by hitting the like button, sharing, subscribing, turn on the notification, and leave some comments. Together, we will turn the universal key to global harmony and create a unified world. And remember, tune in often, tell all your friends, and most importantly, may all your dreams come true. Hi, everybody. April and Jay here from Spiritually Raw. Welcome to Spiritually Raw Secrets to Broadcasting Riches. Now, you're probably wondering, why did you guys put this course together? Well, this is truly a compilation of all of our experiences, our ups, our downs, our pitfalls, what's worked, what hasn't worked over the past 10 years. And the number one question that we continually get literally to this day is, how are you guys making money broadcasting? So we figured we'd put together a course because there's no better time than right now for everyone to get off the bleachers and start speaking to help raise the vibration of the planet. So we put together a course that is so easy to follow, but not only is it very easy to follow and it's our experiences, but in the course, you're going to meet 10 other people that took it along with us. They are in the journey. You're going to hear about their wins, their losses, their successes, their pitfalls, and what's preventing them or has prevented them from making money in the media world.
So in addition to that, we also understand the fact that we wanted to bring this element to the Secrets to Broadcasting Riches to you. So for those of you who are very serious about saying, okay, I need to give this a go. I got a voice out there. It's time for me to let that voice loose and share my truth with people. And you also need to know, okay, well, how do I do this so I can support my family and make a business out of this, right? So we also tie in the spiritual aspect of it. So in the course, you will learn the specific steps that April and I use to that we connect with at a divine level to get that inspiration that really fuels us on a day-to-day basis, that really gives us the creativity we need, that gives us the direction we need, and really also taps us into our future selves to give us the roadmap so we know that we know with predictability what the outcome of these are going to look like. And you will get that same essence and same feeling as we go through this together.
Now, this course is for everyone. If you're a beginner and you have absolutely no idea where to start, or you've been at it, it could be for months or years, and you're not gaining any financial traction. The easiest way to get to where you want to be is find people or a mentor or experts in the area that you are looking to become an expert in, and model what they're doing and model what they've done in the past. And this is exactly verbatim what we have done in this master course.
We've done this for 10 years. We've taken a lot of that out of the way for you, so you don't have to go through that same journey that we have. Okay, you can just go right there, pass go, collect your $200 and hopefully a lot more out of it. Cut out all the fat and everything that comes along with it. This is a really great time. Right now, we need people out there. We need people out there that are expressing their voices, because as you know, this is what your truth is, what will raise the vibration of the planet. And if we can collectively raise this vibration together, we are going to manifest everything that we're hearing out there. And so do your part. If this is on your radar right now to have your own show, to continue your own show and really give it a blast off, take this course. You really want to take this course because it will give you every specific step that you need. And if you like our style, which you know you probably are right now because you're watching it, and much love and thank you for that, then just we're sharing everything with you. We're putting it all out there for you. So click on the link below.
You know what though?
Yeah.
Don't take our word for it. Forget about everything we just said. All you have to do is go down and watch all the testimonials of the people that have already taken the course, and then make your own decision from there.
Yeah.
All you have to do is watch the testimonials, click the link, and away you go. Much love to each and every one of you, and many blessings.
We'll see you next time. Thank you.